Dreamscape presents Extra Virginity, The Sublime and Scandalous World of Olive Oil by Tom Muller. Copyright 2012 by Tom Muller. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with W.W. Norton & Company, read by Peter Ganim. When a native of the Mediterranean had to leave the shores of the sea, he was uneasy and homesick, like the soldiers of Alexander the Great when he left Syria and advanced towards the Euphrates, or the 16th-century Spaniards in the Low Countries, miserable among the fogs of the north. For Alonso Vázquez and the Spaniards of his time, and probably of all time, Flanders was the land where there grows neither thyme nor lavender, figs, olives, melons, or almonds, where dishes are prepared, strange to relate, with butter from cows instead of oil. Fernand Braudel, The Mediterranean and the Mediterranean World in the Age of Philip II. Prologue. Essences. When the olive oil reached 28 degrees Celsius, the temperature at which its aromatic substances become volatile, the eight tasters removed the lids from the glasses that contained the first sample of oil, inserted their noses, and began snuffling loudly, some closing their eyes. These were members of the tasting panel of the Corporazione Mastri Oleari in Milan, one of the most respected private olive oil associations. They sat in individual cubicles of white formica, each equipped with a sink, a pen,